It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show. My name's Chad. I'll be your host today, doing another shorty. Getting really close to doing our next phase of the show. That's actually TV show format, so really stoked about that. Today's July 24th, 2026, also known as National Tequila Day. I gotta admit, I used to enjoy me some tequila drinks. Don't drink anymore, though. Yeah, I'm giving the old liver a break. But yeah, I do love me some tequila. I actually miss that one. But yeah, just going to jump into a couple stories here real quick since we're here. Just trying to keep the show afloat. But this one is pretty big news. It's actually old news, but I just, you know, this is a once a week show. Actually, I've taken a couple weeks off and I apologize for that. But yeah, this happened last Saturday. Andrew and Tristan Tate were arrested in Miami on many, many charges involving the opposite sex and, you know, who are also underage, and can't really get into the details there. But so the UK is looking to extradite. These are UK charges. So they're looking to extradite these gentlemen. And it's looking like, according to this Axios headline, which reads, "Trump, Rubio don't plan to stop Tate brothers' extradition to the UK." So it doesn't look like they're going to win that. They're out of here. They're out of here. They have dual citizenship, United States and UK. But, yeah, you know, if they're being charged there, see you later. And they're in trouble. They're in big trouble. It looks like 59 total charges. One of these charges will land you in the big house for a long time. They got 59. So, yeah, we're going to be following that for sure. It's probably not going to be real exciting. It's just going to involve them sitting in a courtroom multiple times and then eventually transferred to a cell for possibly the rest of their lives. I mean, that's a lot of charges. And the nature of the charges, yeah, they can give you heavy, heavy sentences, possibly life. I don't know how they do it over there in Britain, but yeah. So we've got another story here. Actually, this one regarding the Iranian war. This one from Newsmax: Iran rejects U.S. ceasefire proposal. Yeah, shocking, right? So it looks like we just completed the 13th night in a row of strikes over there from the air. So I personally, even if Trump keeps coming out saying, "All right, we reached a deal." Okay, great. Well, it's like the boy who cried wolf. You know, how many times can you believe that? So, and honestly, even if a deal is struck, right, they actually sit down and sign the paperwork, if that's even how it works, that they will, hold their end of the bargain. I don't believe that they'll do that, to be honest with you. So what do you do if you just can't trust these people? I don't know. It's looking... This is not my body of expertise here. You know, that's why I'm in this business I'm in and not in, government. That's why I don't work for the feds, or I'm a politician. But it's looking like we're just going to have to bomb the living hell out of these people. Unfortunately, because I think there's some good people over there. You know, there's people that don't want this. I think it was like 70% of the people want to do something different, you know, like maybe freedom. But yeah, we'll see how this plays out. Unfortunately, we lost a couple soldiers in this, and that's unfortunate. But freedom is not free. So yeah, when you know, losing a couple people is, it's one person's too many, but when you compare it to the losses in the Ukraine war, what the hell? It's absolutely disgusting, really. But all right, we're going to call that the episode. I hope you all have a good weekend. No drinking and driving. And the next phase of the lunch show is coming very soon, quite possibly the next episode, to be honest with you. So check that out. Just subscribe and hit notifications. That way you don't miss that next episode. But yeah, we're looking forward to it big time. All right, y'all have a good weekend. I'm out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.